No doubts or hesitancy. He spoke as one having authority. The rabbis spoke with doubt and hesitancy, as if scripture might be interpreted to mean one thing or exactly the opposite. But Jesus taught scripture as of unquestionable authority. Whatever his subject, it was presented with power. Yet he was earnest, rather than vehement. In every theme God was revealed. Jesus sought to break the spell of infatuation which keeps men absorbed in earthly things. He placed the things of this life in their true relation as subordinate to those of eternal interest, but he did not ignore their importance. He taught that a knowledge of divine truth prepares men better to perform the duties of everyday life. Conscious of his relationship to God, he yet recognized his unity with every member of the human family. He knew how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He had tact to meet prejudiced minds and to surprise them with illustrations that won their attention. His illustrations were taken from the things of daily life, and although simple, they had a wonderful depth of meaning. The birds, the lilies, the seed, the shepherd, the sheep, with these objects Jesus illustrated immortal truth, and ever afterward when his hearers chanced to see these things, they recalled his lessons. Christ never flattered men nor praised them for their clever inventions, but deep, unprejudiced thinkers received his teaching and found that it tested their wisdom. The highly educated were charmed with his words, and the uneducated were always profited. He made even the heathen to understand that he had a message for them. Even amid angry enemies, he was surrounded with an atmosphere of peace. The loveliness of his character, the love expressed in look and tone, drew to him all who were not hardened in unbelief. Afflicted ones felt that he was a faithful and tender friend, and they desired to know more of the truths he taught. They longed that the comfort of his love might be with them continually. Jesus watched the countenances of his hearers. Faces that expressed interest gave him satisfaction. As the arrows of truth pierced through the barriers of selfishness, working contrition and gratitude, the Savior was glad. When his eye recognized faces he had seen before, his countenance lighted up with joy. When truth plainly spoke and touched some cherished idol, he marked the change of countenance which told that the light was unwelcome. When he saw men refuse the message of peace, his heart was pierced to the very depths. In the synagogue, Jesus was interrupted while speaking of his mission to set free the captives of Satan. A madman rushed from among the people, crying out, "Let us alone, what have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." All was confusion and alarm. The attention of the people was diverted from Christ, and his words were unheeded. But Jesus rebuked the demon, saying, "Hold thy peace, and come out of him." And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and hurt him not. The mind of this wretched sufferer had been darkened by Satan, but in the Savior's presence, he was roused to long for freedom from Satan's control. But the demon resisted. When the man tried to appeal to Jesus for help, the evil spirit put words in his mouth, and he cried out in an agony of fear. The demoniac partially comprehended that he was in the presence of one who could set him free, but when he tried to come within reach of that mighty hand, another's will held him, another's words found utterance through him. The conflict between the power of Satan and his own desire for freedom was terrible. The demon exerted all his power to retain control of his victim. It seemed that the tortured man must lose his life in the struggle with the foe that had been the ruin of his manhood. But the Savior spoke with authority and set the captive free. The man stood before the wondering people happy in the freedom of self-possession. Even the demon had testified to the divine power of the Savior. The eye that had so lately glared with the fire of insanity now beamed with intelligence and overflowed with grateful tears. The people exclaimed, "What is this? A new teaching. With authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him," RSV. This man had been fascinated by the pleasures of sin and had thought to make life a grand carnival. He did not dream of becoming a terror to the world and the reproach of his family. He thought his time could be spent in innocent folly. But intemperance and frivolity perverted his nature, and Satan took absolute control of him. When he would have sacrificed wealth and pleasure to regain his lost manhood, he had become helpless in the grasp of the evil one. Satan had taken possession of all his faculties. When once the wretched man was in his power, the fiend became relentless in his cruelty. So with all who yield to evil, the fascinating pleasure of their early career ends in despair or the madness of a ruined soul. The same evil spirit controlled the unbelieving Jews, but with them he assumed an air of piety. Their condition was more hopeless than that of the demoniac, for they felt no need of Christ and were therefore held fast under the power of Satan. Christ's personal ministry among men was the time of greatest activity for the forces of the kingdom of darkness. For ages Satan had been seeking to control the bodies and souls of men, to bring upon them sin and suffering. Then he had charged all this misery on God. Jesus was revealing to men the character of God, breaking Satan's power, and setting his captives free. Love and power from heaven were moving the hearts of men, and the prince of evil was aroused. At every step he contested the work of Christ.